Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and the CAPS, caps are still
They hand the business.
Dude, last night was one they had to have. Boston is good, and they controlled that thing. It wasn't high-flying hockey or anything, but they controlled it the whole game. They got the win they had to get. The empty netter
They got
felt,
the two. They got the two.
The empty netter felt pretty damn good at the end because it was like, that was a nail-biting game throughout, man.
Oh, yeah. 2-0.
All right. Everything's on the line tonight. I mean, B, you didn't play hockey, but you played professional sports for 14 years.
Yeah.
Is there anything? Now, obviously, the best feeling is like the Rangers, who have clinched the number one seed and are chilling. That's got to be the best feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But going into the last game of the year, knowing that if you win it, you're in, what is that feeling like?
Well, that this is the thing when you can't, if you can't get up for this game, then something is wrong with you. You're probably dead. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's one of those things where, listen, man, and especially in hockey where the eight seeds and people like that, they normally win sometimes. So if you get into the playoffs, you can make some noise. You know, in other sports, if you come to the last game and you need it and you're playing against the number one team, you got a problem.
Like, God bless the play-in game in the NBA and the play-in tournament and blah, blah, blah. Whoever gets through to play the one seed's probably going to get worked.
Probably going to get cooked.
This is hockey. You know the security guard downstairs that we always kind of talk to? He always asks me about basketball. And in football season is football. But, like, that dude asked me about the Wizards and the Hoyas almost every morning.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I, like, sometimes will, like, make sure I know what happened last night before I run into him. He asked me about hockey this morning. He's like, you see the Caps last night?
You were happy to hear that question.
I loved it because one thing that happens in this city especially, and you know who I hung out with for a little bit yesterday before the game was Brett Sullivan. And he was saying how great it is when you get to kind of the spring, summer hockey when you're wearing shorts, but you know you need a hoodie because you're going to go in the arena and it's going to be super cold.
There you go.
And then you come back out and you warm back up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously, we have the memories of the Cup run. It wasn't that long ago. It feels like a long time ago now. But this season felt so cooked. If you go back, Kerwin made us these graphs to use on NBC4. If you go back to the All-Star game, where I think only Tom Wilson got in, right? They had a 2% chance of making the playoffs at that point. 2%. The trade deadline, when they correctly sold off pieces, they had a 6% chance of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened? Ovi got hot, Caps got hot, and
young guys started to grow.
Totally.
Yep.
At one point, they had a 76% chance of making the playoffs at the end of March. Like, what is the end of March? 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? Then, in classic just nothing is ever easy in this city, they lose six in a row. Their playoff odds fall down to like 35%. Now they're kind of fighting, clawing. They've won two in a row. Got the world on a string tonight, man. It's up to them tonight to beat the Flyers, and they could be in. And then if they get in, they're playing the Rangers, who look like a freight train, but in hockey, nobody knows anything. Listen, nobody knows what the Commanders are going to do at number two because they're being extremely tight-lipped, but we all have a pretty good guess. In hockey, nobody knows anything. I feel like an 8-1 damn near every year.
It happens a lot.
It happens with serious regularity.
You get on a roll, and the other team's sitting there waiting for you normally. You play, like, meaningful hockey down the stretch, and all of a sudden, you have to get that thing revved up again. And if the other team's already rolling, by the time you catch it, you might be down 2-0, 3-0, 3-1, 2-1, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the pressure is on you, and we know when pressure builds on the favorite, normally folds.
So a couple things. I was at the game last night. I thought the crowd was great. There was a lot of barf yellow in the stands, but that's just the world we live in. Everybody felt kind of nervous, you know what I mean, like throughout that thing. Because Boston comes in as a freight train, and Washington was desperate, and Washington's been up and down. But they got the win they needed. I read Steve Wino's story this morning for the Associated Press, and a couple things stood out to me. So the Caps were walking off the ice, and they got to watch the end of Montreal and Detroit, which was obviously a really important game for them. But I'm just reading Wino's lead from the story. Leaving the ice and seeing the results of other games around the NHL after beating the Boston Bruins 2-0 on Monday night, Washington Capitals players took turns telling each other that it doesn't matter. We take care of our business. We know where we're going to be.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Goaltender Charlie Lindgren said after his 16-save shutout. I love ignore everything else, because you know if you win these two, you're in.
There you go.
Lindgren was really good. I had the shutout. A couple really big saves. Had an early save on the dude. How do you pronounce it? Their high-scoring guy. Pastrnak, I think. I mean, he's 50-goal scorer. Dylan Strome was really good last night. John Carlson gets the key goal. And I liked this quote was, again, I'm reading from Wino's story this morning. But this is from the Bruins coach. And this, to me, is exactly what you want to see in a win-and-go-on type game. This is Boston coach Jim Montgomery. I think the word struggle is a compliment to the way we played. I thought Washington, their desperation, how well they defended, how well they hung on to pucks in the offensive zone is the way we wanted to play. That, you got to love. I mean, desperation defensively, hanging on to the puck. They need to do it one more night, and I just think we don't know what we've got left in the Ovechkin tank.
Oh, you got something left.
Right, and just to get him back in the playoffs I think is so exciting. With the way you've got young guys playing. Dude, they did have another injury last night. Malenstein got hurt. But according to Wino, Carberry said Malenstein will travel. You think they went last night to Philly?
Cap?
Yeah. Or you think they go this morning?
They could have gone last night.
In the story, it says Malenstein traveled with the team to Philly. If it was me, and it's not me, a trip that short, wouldn't you rather sleep in your own bed and just go the next morning?
Yeah, man, you get there, and then you can go through the motion of what you're doing on the
game day. Because
they
got morning skate and all that.
Because if you wake up today and you got to be traveling today, it kind of makes things begin to be a little rushed. So going last night, you get there, you go to sleep. And
now, I have to travel today. Just confirming you're going to give me a ride to Union Station?
I might.
You said yesterday you would.
I'll give you one.
All right, appreciate that.
You're going to be dressed as soon as we are done.
I think I might stay in my casual clothes for the train ride and then get dressed up there.
The way that shirt folded up, you need to hang it on the back of that shirt to knock some of them wrinkles out of it.
Yeah, it's a non-iron, but you're right. I should hang it up.
Non-irons get wrinkled, though.
Yo, so I had to figure this out, and I had to I had to Uber down here one day or another. I could drive today and then have to Uber tomorrow because I'm going to take the train up and then I'm riding home with Kerwin tonight. Okay. So I'm like, listen, tonight's going to be late. We might be live in the 11 and then have to drive home from Philly. So I'm probably getting home tonight.
So you Ubered?
So I tried to Uber. I don't know what's going on with Uber, man. I tried UberX and it was $45, $48, something like that. And when I got out of the shower, so picture this, I'm naked, getting out of the shower,
doing my thing.
I just want to create the mental image.
You can talk to Toby and Jeff.
Are you picturing that? I just got out of the shower. I'm dripping
not
wet,
at all.
Jeff.
Not at all.
Putting lotion on in all the right places?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm painting a picture using words.
But that's a picture you keep to yourself.
So I hit the Uber button, bang. I figure, all right, by the time I get dressed or whatever, it'll confirm that the Uber's ready. Uber just not coming. They're like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 18 minutes. And this happens more and more. So the only Uber I could get was to pay for the Uber Black because that's the only person that would come.
Mm-hmm.
Uber has become a straight hustle, man. Like, and most things are. And then I'm reading this story in the Uber about how pricing is changing in all things. It's a story in the Atlantic. This is from the Atlantic, which prides itself on being nonpartisan. I'm sure there are people that don't think that's accurate, but the story that I was reading in the Uber, where they completely effed me on getting the cheap one and made me pay for the more expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to pricing hell. The ubiquitous rise of add-on fees and personalized pricing has turned buying stuff into a game you can't win.
Yeah.
And, dude, you go to Amazon or look for airfare, it's constantly shifting.
Call Lyft. Call another one. See, that's the thing about it. People get caught. Like everybody feel like they got to go on X, Twitter. Everybody feel they got to use Uber. You don't always have to use them. Call Lyft. Call Empower. Call somebody else.
What's Empower? Never
Empower
heard of that
one. Empower is a ride share as well.
I should have just called. Does Barwood still exist?
Who?
Barwood taxis in Montgomery County?
They probably do, but the thing of it is, what you got to do to the people that feel like, oh, we're the big dog, we can do whatever we want, you got to give them the one-finger salute, call somebody else, and then all of a sudden when their numbers start dropping, which Uber's numbers have been dropping.
They've got to be.
They'll figure out a way.
But I read this somewhere that the Uber business plan was just to come in, be so cheap that everybody stops using taxis, run taxis out of business, and then just jack up the prices.
Well, that may be what they're doing. But the ultimate thing is the people that own Uber makes most of the money.
Yeah.
The drivers don't. On some of these other ones, the drivers make more money.
Shout out to Barwood. Still around, according to Jeff.
Barwood, like, hey, should have called us. We'd have gotten you there.
Should have.
And laid out red carpet for you walking to the
building.
You
know what we did in Augusta was the first dude that gave us a ride was a good driver.
Tell him I want you all weekend.
Yo, we got his phone number, and we just paid him cash.
There you go.
We're like, yo, you get to keep the money. Uber's
smart
not taking
dude.
Their cut.
Don't say his name.
I won't. And why? Is that illegal?
You think the company is going to be happy that somebody
That's true.
Cut a side deal?
Well, because we also needed a ride to the airport at 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah, but like what Empower does, they pay like you know, if you go to a beauty salon, they pay a chair fee. And whatever they make, once you make that chair for you, everything else is like is profit for you. Empower, they charge a monthly thing. And then whatever you make over that is all yours. So let's say $650, $500, whatever. And you make 10 grand that month, you got all that. If you made 10 grand with Uber, you get half of it.
Right.
Maybe a little less.
Yo, so this dude just reminded me of this via Twitter. Lord Tandori says, remember when you guys had the discussion Wiz plus Georgetown wins versus OV goals.
Wow. Did OV win?
Now that we're into mid-April, OV smoked them.
Oh, wow.
So the Wiz ended the year with 15 wins. Georgetown had 9 wins.
Wow. OV has 30 plus?
OV's at 30 right now.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
I'm happy that person remembered that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Let's hope next year OV has 50 and breaks the record, and we hope the Wiz and the Hoyas are still kind of close to it. rather than 30 and losing.
Yeah.
30 and losing is tough for two different basketball teams.
I don't know if I could deal with it constantly for 2 years.
B, the two basketball teams in question played over a combined easily 100 games.
Probably. Yeah, they need to improve next year drastically.
That's tough.
Yeah, that'd be hard to
That's
watch.
That's tough.
I understand we know what's going on, but hey, come on, dog. Blossom a little quicker than you think.
All right. The Caps took the train to Philadelphia last night.
Okay.
So that's confirmed now. How does that work? Did you guys ever train in football?
Yeah.
Do you get your own train or just like eight cars of a train?
You get like a certain amount of cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you do that Philly to New York and Philly to D.C.?
When I was in Philly, we did it here and we did it to New York.
The problem.
When I was here, we did train a few times, and we also did flight.
I know they fly to Philly.
That's you could get on that Acela, man. You're up there in no time.
The Acela, I mean, is scheduled for 90 minutes.
The thing about the Acela, you get on it, you walk straight to it, boom, boom, you're gone.
Yeah.
The airplane, you got to get there too damn early.
Yeah.
You know. But the way they do it now with the airplane, they show up,
park the charter,
by the,
right.
I don't know the exact name of it, but you do more of a charter thing, but it's over by where they the do signature a lot of cargo joint. Stuff. Now, they don't go signature.
Oh, it's they're on the other side.
Cargo.
Okay.
And you walk right in, boom, to the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot for us to discuss. Obviously, Caps is top of the list. At high noon, we will be joined by John Walton, play-by-play voice of the Caps, right here on 106.7 The Fan, where you can hear their game tonight and hear really all their games all year. At 11.
John Walton, all right.
We got
to play some Prince coming in for him.
Actually, I got to send him a picture. I was trying to, I don't know, I think that's like a commemorative poster from the Purple Rain album that I ordered, but it's not the Purple Rain album cover.
No, that looks like another one. That's not Purple Rain.
So Barstool Nate, I tweeted out last night I'm going to Philly. Barstool Nate texted me last night, if you have a ticket, I will meet you there. Nate, I don't have a ticket, bro.
I don't know if you already not liked in Philly. You don't want to take the little agitator Nate with
He's
you.
He's an agitator,
yeah,
for
because
sure.
Y'all both might end up in a coffin.
I'm going to be working. I'm going to be in a press box. I'm going to have a jacket and tie on.
Put on take a hat and some shades. And get
I did
on in
wear,
there.
I am wearing a red tie. I am rocking the red in my own way.
Okay.
Get
where you got to go quickly. Before somebody recognize you and remember how much trash you talk.
I don't think I talk that much trash.
I just say
the facts that there's no city in America where you feel like you're going to get stabbed more frequently than walking around Philadelphia.
I think Philly would tell you a lie.
I think they would tell me I'm telling the truth.
Nah.
What city has a more stabby feeling than Philly? Or is Shank more appropriate?
Portland.
New York?
Hell. Yes. Portland looks like
Portland
Gotham
is a little
city.
Sluggy hey, these days.
There's a couple of these smaller towns around this area that you think that. And it's not in D.C. It's outside of D.C.
What's remarkable about Philadelphia, downtown, City Hall, Benjamin Franklin, the whole nine yards, feels like it's just like a nonstop methadone clinic. Like everywhere you look, there's just people scurrying about.
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle's gotten shady.
H-Town, Maryland. It's a lot of
What's things. H-Town, Maryland?
Hagerstown? Bruh. It's Mary is with a lot of things going on, brother.
I believe that and agree with that.
See,
Philly, you're like, oh, man.
We always knock the inner city's hell. The stuff outside the inner city's got some ish going on.
I am not disagreeing with any of that. But the feel like you're going to get stabbed percentage.
I never feel that in Philly, though. Seriously.
Yeah, but you were playing for the freaking Eagles.
No, but I'm
just
saying,
a big-eared blogger walking
when
around.
When you're in South Philly, you don't feel that. When you go North Philly over in the that area over there, you don't really feel that. When mainline, city line, all that, you don't feel it. You know, when you if you're walking around most inner cities, when you got a lot of homeless stuff going on, San Francisco, you're showing the hell feel like it. You know, so when you got homeless, then you might feel a little that you feel what you have they want. But
we'll see. I'm going to go to the train station and get it.
Oh, you got to come from the train station.
Yeah, the 30th Street.
I'm going to have to hit my boys and say, JP going to be at the train station probably by 4:30. Get him. I'm joking. Let me stop. Toby died laughing.
Shout out to Toby, really leaning into the Jeff Walker role. He got here about 9:59 and 50 seconds. When Toby has to work Grant's show, he's here at noon for a 2 o'clock show.
Well, Grant's here at 10:30.
Right.
I'm usually doing updates, to be fair.
All I know is you got here at 9:59 and 50 seconds.
I mean, to be fair, I was also on updates this morning from 6:30, so.
Where? At home?
Yeah, at home.
I guess to be fair equals in my defense.
Yeah. Toby, let me teach you how it goes in that chair. You go with, okay, so. there's a lot for us to discuss, including Toby being very wrong about the Washington Nationals. Digging further into the Caps matchup tonight against the Flyers. Little Nate X at 11, John Walton at noon, Nicky Jobvala joins us at 1. At one point, I'm going to explain why everybody's kind of a fool about a Tressway jersey tweet. We're just getting warmed up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Got a text from Ahmed. He might be right about this one. Baltimore might be a little more stabby than Philly. If we're doing stabby rankings, I don't know. Baltimore might be up there. You make a left at Camden Yards instead of a right? Good luck, man.
You just love living your life on the edge, don't you?
Something else I wanted to point out here.
You like going up to Baltimore to eat crab?
I love going up to Baltimore.
Okay.
I like going to Camden Yards.
People really listen to these shows.
Those are my people. Right. The Philly people might be out to get me. Baltimore are my people.
I think they out to get you, too.
So the Rangers just won the President's Cup, the President's Trophy, because they have the most points. Remember the year the Caps won the President's Trophy?
Yeah, we used to win them all the time.
And Montreal rolled in.
Yep.
And their goalie was red hot. And the Caps lost.
Yeah.
Like, anything can happen in hockey. You still got to win tonight, dude.
Yes, you do.
And you know what? I don't, because of like the tiebreakers and the machinations and all this, I would think, is Philly officially eliminated? Toby, see if you can track that down.
No, they're not officially eliminated. Okay. They need a win tonight. And they
like
need
eight other things to happen.
They need 2 points. They need to win in regulation. So it could be something tonight if, you know, the Caps and the Flyers are tied going down to the end. In a tie game, they might pull the goalie.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, you get to the end of the NFL season, and it's like if 3 teams tie and 1 team loses on the moon, you know, the Commanders get in at 6-12 or whatever. Like, there's a lot of machinations tonight, but regardless, so Philly has an avenue in.
which means that they're going to be coming. So,
but B,
I wouldn't want it any other way.
All I was going to say, in hockey, in Philadelphia, in game 82, they'd be coming regardless.
Yeah.
And not to bring.
I'm saying, like, you know, some teams, when you don't have anything to play for, you might, they may mail it in.
Right.
They're not mailing it in.
Well, I don't think hockey does. Think about Buffalo. That was only 3 games ago when Washington lost up there, and the Sabres have been eliminated for weeks.
It's depending on who you have on your squad sometimes.
Totally. It's obviously going to be a dogfight tonight. I did want to make time for something. As everybody knows the rule here on the program, whenever we get a press release.
There you go. Read them.
From the Commanders, we read it. And this one, a lot of people are going to kind of ignore, and I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't. Yesterday, they make the hire of Dave Gardy, who is a legitimate big deal to the football operation. He's going to have a headset on. He's going to be communicating with the coach in the booth. If you want to know somebody that's going to be really good at challenges, it's probably the guy that was on the committee to make the rules around challenges for the last decade. Oh, as a matter of fact, he ran the committee, right? He football ops. Football operations means penalties and challenges and timeouts and the rules that surround them. That was an absolute 10 out of 10 move for the football operation.
Smart now, folks.
Today's press release has nothing to do with the football operation. And I've told you that as time goes on and they right the ship and things are fully operational, at some point, it'll be nice. We get to stop talking about the business people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there yet, but we're inching closer. This is also not the business people. I read now from a press release this morning from the Washington Commanders. Washington Commanders name, and I hope I'm saying this right, Kirtan Mehta as Vice President of Public Affairs. Now, I can't help but notice, B, this is official Commanders letterhead that this press release is on, and they now have official Commanders letterhead. Obviously, they have Commanders Park in Ashburn, but this one came from 1600 FedEx Way, Landover, Maryland, 20785.
Yeah, they moved a lot of people over there.
Right, and they've done that for a while now, but all the press releases were still Ashburn. Everything, all official correspondence still said Ashburn.
But what they've done since the new ownership came in, like a lot of stuff has been, a lot of the business stuff moved to FedEx, and they got a new place.
College Park.
Over here in College Park.
College Park, after dark. Kind of can get stabby over there. This is really interesting, though. And it's a dateline of Landover, Maryland, not Ashburn, Virginia. Landover, Maryland, April 16th, 2024. The Washington Commanders today announced Kirtan Mehta as the team's Vice President of Public Affairs. Partnering with local communities, Mehta will work closely with civic, elected, business, and public leaders across the DMV to improve social and economic outcomes for all constituencies. He will also design and manage the club's strategic policy direction to support its players, fans, and surrounding communities. That's all terrific. There's a quote in here from team president, how much he's excited to work with Mr. Mehta. I'm going to skip down, though, Brian, if that's all right with you, to what I think is a fairly important part of this. Mehta will focus heavily on the team's development of a new stadium, including liaising. I didn't know you could make a verb out of liaison, but here we are. Including liaising with key outside stakeholders, including elected officials, league officials, fans, sponsors, and community organizations. Mehta comes to the Commanders with experience in both the public and private sectors, most recently having served as chief of staff to Senator John Hickenlooper, guiding the senator to several successes in his term, in his first term as his top political advisor. Prior to his role with Senator Hickenlooper, Mehta held the position of senior counsel global public policy for Robinhood Markets, a popular mobile stock trading platform. Mehta held previous roles with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Senator Joe Manchin, and the American Bankers Association. Before his career in public affairs, Mehta practiced law with Winston & Strawn LLP in Chicago and Zuckerman Spader LLP in Washington, D.C. Went to Harvard for law school and has a bachelor's in math and economics from Northwestern. This guy's smart. I did what I do, though, Brian, whenever I get press releases like this. I ask people that I know from Capitol Hill, yo, what's this dude's deal? I heard from someone this morning that works on the Hill about the Commanders hiring Meta. This is a smart move by Washington. Why, I ask? Well, what might the Commanders care particularly about going on Capitol Hill right now, Brian?
Something dealing with the stadium.
Something to deal with the stadium.
Yep.
So we know.
That's the thing. That's the main thing I was thinking while you were reading. This guy may know some folks.
So the key to getting the first step, and I think it's clear we say this is a first step because I don't know what the city has left now that they've done the deal with Cap One Arena, but you like to think the city's got something left to make this thing happen. But that's another hurdle for another day. You got to clear the first hurdle, right? The legislation is required to get the RFK site, which is federal land, away from the feds and to the city before the city can then make a deal with Josh Harris and the Commanders, right? And the first step of that legislation got through the House of Representatives. But if anybody remembers Schoolhouse Rock and how a bill becomes a law, first you go through the House, then you got to go through the Senate. And guess what I found out this morning, Brian?
What you found out?
This is how things work on the Hill. The bill is hung up in the Senate. It should move on FAA reauthorization. And guess whose old boss sits on the committee of that jurisdiction?
The dude Meta?
My man Meta.
Hey, my man Josh is smart as hell. Let's be real.
They are playing chess at this point. Yep. I think it's really clear that, I mean, I don't know, Toby, look up this dude Hickenlooper. He's a Colorado senator. The one thing I know off the top of my head, the Senate right now is controlled by Democrats, I believe, in a very narrow margin. I think the House is Republican. The Senate is Democrats. I am aware, Brian, that the president is a Democrat. I believe Senator Hickenlooper's a Democrat, Toby?
He is a Democrat, yes.
Okay. I know that Joe Manchin, while perhaps not always as a staunch Democrat, Joe Manchin is a Democrat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess, I don't know, but I know New Jersey's pretty blue. Toby, look up New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy for me. Or maybe former New Jersey governor. I don't know. Look up Phil Murphy from New Jersey. Is he a Democrat, Toby?
Looking it up.
Okay. I got a feeling this is an extremely strategic move, at least designed on getting the RFK bill through the Senate. And
kind of looks like it.
What everything's been told to me is that Joey B is going to sign this thing, no problem. And I think you want to get this thing done in an election year before the election starts happening.
What Murphy is a Democrat.
Murphy is a Democrat. Manchin's a Democrat. Hickenlooper's a Democrat. All the people in charge right now of the Senate are Democrats. Huh. Chestnut checkers, folks.
Gotta know how to do it.
Now, I still worry that there's a big hurdle that I think there's been some probably material changes with the city getting a deal done with Harris. I think Josh Harris is incredibly smart. Clearly, the dude is a
brilliant
quadruple billionaire or whatever. But he's also positioning himself to try to go after RFK, and that will only strengthen his options in Maryland, where they are clearly trying to lay down more of a base. And I would say in the state of Virginia, too. I wouldn't count anything out. The only thing I would have some hesitancy, Brian, after everything happened in Alexandria, do you really could you as a team owner stand at a podium with Glenn Youngkin and think a deal's actually going to get done?
Nope.
That lady in Norfolk got a lot to say.
Yeah.
I would. That would give me pause. You know what I mean? What won't give me pause? Little Nate X at 11. That dude never shuts up.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over. DC, FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years or older, present in D.C., first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's very kind of him. Our guy, Tailgate Ted, offered us a ride to Philly. Wish I knew that last night when I booked the train, but all good. And he wants me to stop talking about how Philly is stabby because he's going up there and his wife's worried about him. So, I'll stop. Last night was WNBA draft. Caitlin Clark, to no surprise, went number one overall. Yep. The Mystics had the sixth pick. They took Aaliyah Edwards out of UConn. I think it's a real good pick. I think there was some, it had to be some consideration of Angel Reese out of LSU. She went seventh to Chicago. She's also quasi-local. She's from Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think Edwards is a great player. Hopefully it works out. What's going to be really interesting, listen to this. I got Troy Macker just tweeted this out. The Mystics played 21 home games. A standard ticket for 15 of the games, tickets are about $30, between $20 and $40, depending on what kind of ticket you want. Now, for against the Sky that just drafted Angel Reese, the Aces, who I think are defending champs, Toby, look up what I need to know about the Las Vegas Aces. And then certainly the Indiana Fever, who just drafted Caitlin Clark.
Their tickets are going to go out the roof.
Tickets are over $200.
Yeah, I can see that.
Here's what I can definitely see. The Mystics play their games, most of their games, at the Entertainment and Sports Arena, the old St. E's in Anacostia. I got a feeling when they play the Fever and Caitlin Clark comes to town, that game's going to be at Cap One.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll sell out Cap One?
Possibility.
Would you go?
Depending on what day it is.
I'd never see Caitlin Clark. I'd be interested to go see her. But I also want to take my girls.
You know me, dude. I go to games when I'm not doing something.
When it works, right. What do you got, Toby?
Yeah, if I'm doing something, I ain't going.
Yeah, the Aces are back-to-back WNBA champs.
Yeah.
So they're big nasty. Time.
It's going to be really interesting to see if the you know, it was talking about Christy Winter Scott last week, who played in a Final Four in women's college basketball. She's like, our arenas were always full. The full arenas aren't new. It's the television watching. I'm really curious if that continues. I did a cool story in Russian Machine Never Breaks about Charlie Lindgren. Just this dude was not supposed to be the guy. Like, they paid a lot of money for the guy Kemper.
Yeah.
Darcy Kemper. And, like, as much as we get caught up in Ovi and Oshie and Carlson, Charlie Lindgren's probably their MVP this year. I mean, last night was you got a win to get in. He had a shutout.
Yeah.
Like, I love the story there. And it's just fun to think. I don't know. This is Katie Adler wrote this for Russian Machine Never Breaks. I want to get to Lindgren's quote. All right, so this is Charlie Lindgren about last night's game. Playing games like this, I've been dreaming of this moment for 20 years, honestly. Since I've been playing, these are the kind of games where 10-year-old me, thinking about playing in the NHL in a playoff push, I'd have to pinch myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel incredibly lucky and blessed to be playing for the Capitals and playing for DC. Looking forward to the game tomorrow. talking about the Flyers tonight.
All right.
How cool is that?
Great.
You can't – there's a million things to focus on, and obviously getting the win tonight and getting to play the Rangers would just be awesome. I think you'd get to match up against his brother, but some of the cool stories that are –
brother?
Yeah, I think like so. That. I'll confirm that, but
that was always like my dream, play against one of my brothers and beat the hell out of him.
Did you ever get to?
Nope.
Weren't they a lot older?
Yeah, but I still wanted to play them.
Did you ever just play
I wanted to be the young buck that still beat the old dudes.
I love it. Lindgren. I'm pretty sure his brother's on the Rangers.
Yeah, his brother Ryan is a defenseman for the Rangers.
Yeah. Should this happen, that's a pretty wild little, like, subplot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, Ryan is 26, so Charlie's older, I think.
Bust him up,
yeah, Charlie's 30. You imagine if Ryan Lindgren gets a shot on Charlie Lindgren in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Hey.
How do you think Papa and Mama Lindgren feel about that?
Yeah, they'd be good with it because, you know what, if they've been playing with each other, it's some bragging rights going on, brother.
I got a question for the Lindgren family. According to Pro Hockey Reference, Charlie Lindgren is from Lakeville, Minnesota, where Ryan Lindgren is from Burnsville, Minnesota.
They could have moved. And one was born at a different time.
They could have moved. Lil Nate X next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.